Hello. Thanks for calling. You've reached the line for Listen. I'm here for you. You will not be charged for this call. Listen, I'm here for you. We've been out of the loop. We've been a little disconnected. We keep missing each other. I'm sorry about that. Listen, I'm here for you. Explores and celebrates concepts of connection, in particular are unfurling after 18 months of social distancing. Inspired by four artists' work on the theme of Come Together, commissioned by Knowle West Media Centre, these audio pieces and images are a collaboration between Mary Hart and Michelle Roach. Thanks for taking the time to do this. Do you have a few minutes for a cuppa with me? If you don't have time right now, you can call this number anytime and I'll be ready for you. You should have around 15 to 20 minutes to listen and to have a cup of tea with me. If you have headphones, it'll be better to listen with those, but don't worry if you don't. You can also put me on loudspeaker if you'd like, so that you can have your hands free. So, look, I realise I'm currently only a voice through a device, but I would love to have a cup of tea with you, if that's not too weird of a thing for us to do, to come together like this, as strangers, in your kitchen. Are you in your kitchen? Well, I'm in my kitchen now. Maybe you should make your way to your kitchen, or to wherever you keep your kettle. Bring the postcard with you.
There's something about tea that can work in different contexts. Where we put the kettle on, and that's about creating an equal space with someone and showing care and showing togetherness. And I think it's really important that if we look at that way that we care for each other through tea and kind of start to make these tools that help us serve tea, help us go into our gardens and look at the herbs that we've got, and also see what community gardens are already in our West. For me, that kind of links everything together, of community space, commoning, drinking tea, sharing time. People tend to bring biscuits when you bring tea. Everyone's a winner.
Let's put the kettle on. What does your kettle look like? Mine is one of those that sits on top of the gas cooker and it whistles when it's done, which I totally love because I always forget that I put the kettle on, and I'm pretty sure that if it didn't whistle, I'd have probably burnt my house down a few times by now. Does your kettle whistle? I wonder what colour it is. Ours is like a sort of very pale yellow colour, although it's pretty dirty now I'm looking closely at it. Okay, kettle is on. What mug are you going to use? Have you chosen it yet? Which mug did you choose? Is it your favourite mug? Can you make sure that it's your favourite mug? I feel like, as this is our first cup of tea together, we should use our favourite mugs, right? I'm using my Dennis the Menace mug. It's the one in the picture. My name's Michelle, by the way. Take a moment to hold your mug. Oh, so don't put the tea bag in yet. Don't worry if you have already. Oh, maybe you're making a pot of tea and you have a tea strainer. Do you put the milk in first? Well, just before you do any of that, let's just both hold our mugs, which seems a bit weird, but we can take a moment to take a breath together. This is a moment of calm in our day. This is our first cup of tea together. I'm so grateful that you found time to join me. Look closely at your mug. Move it around your hands, feel its weight. What does your mug remind you of? So I've chosen my Dennis the Menace mug. I guess it reminds me of growing up or refusing to grow up. My refusal to grow up. What about you? What does your mug remind you of? Perhaps it was a gift. Or maybe you just like it. Perhaps there aren't any memories attached, and that's totally okay. So we should probably address the fact that this is somewhat of a one-sided conversation and I can't hear any of your answers and you can't answer me back. I'm sorry about that. But knowing that you're here is important to me. Do you ever get lonely? Sorry, that's a big question, especially considering we've only been chatting for a few minutes now. Sometimes I do. Although I've got really good at filling my time these days. But sometimes, when the world feels like it's filled with people being busy, having children, being needed, sometimes I feel lonely, but it's natural, right? I hope you don't mind me sharing that. I mean, most of the time I love that I can sit still, relax and enjoy a tea in complete silence. But I love sharing this time too. I'm used to having people around. So thanks for being here. Okay, how's the tea making coming along? What tea are you going to have? I'm going for an Earl Grey. I'd never even heard of Earl Grey till I went to my friend's house once I'd got to secondary school. Her mum had a whole selection of different teas, including Earl Grey and Lady Grey and Lapsang something or other. The one that tastes like you're drinking a bonfire. We always had PG Tips tea bags from Costco. We bought everything in huge quantities. Maybe even Costco own brand, if that's a thing. I'll stop talking for a moment whilst we watch our kettles boil. It feels safe waiting for the kettle to boil, don't you think? It's a pause in your day, a moment when you can do nothing but wait. Just leave it to the water molecules to do their thing. Do you ever think of that? That the water molecules are having a crazy disco in there. I remember in physics class having to stand up and be the H2O molecules. As ice, we had to be still and not move a muscle. Like a game of standing sleeping lions. And then as the ice would melt, we would glide around the room. Slow and steady, slow and steady into liquid. And then, as we begin to boil, we would dance around like crazy things. Did you know that the water molecules move so fast that they actually break apart from each other and some escape to freedom into the air as water vapour or steam? Goodbye, water molecules! Did Did you know that our brains and hearts are 73% water? Bananas are also 73% water. Just saying. Once the kettle has boiled, make your tea, bringing your postcard with you. Go and find a spot where you can sit looking out of a window, if you're not there already. Just before you get too comfy, place the postcard image facing inwards into the corner of the window. Brilliant. Sit back down again. Look out of your window. I'll look out of mine too. I know you only have a picture of my Dennis the Menace mug that I'm drinking out of, so we'll just have to imagine that we're sharing this space together. At least you've got my voice to go by. When was the last time you had a cuppa with someone? Who was it with? What did you chat about? Last Saturday, I had a cup of tea with a dear old friend that I hadn't seen for months. She shared a secret with me that she'd been holding for over 10 years, like a really big secret, heavyweight. And somehow, in amongst the hustle and bustle and crazy of a Saturday market, we found a moment over a hot tea to share a deeply intimate secret. Tea can do that, right? It's so much more than just hot water in a tea bag. It represents time, self-care, space and breath. It just gives us time to relax, to contemplate, permission to share, and somehow, just as the steam breaks free as the water boils, it also releases secrets. Let's take a sip together. Notice the heat in your hands. How does it make you feel? I feel calm here with you, safe. I wonder if you've imagined what I might look like. Does your brain work like that? Are you a visual thinker? What colour is my hair? What colour are my eyes? What age do you think I am? What colour is my skin? I grew up in an old people's home. My mum was a nurse. She came over from the Philippines in the early 70s. In 1989, we opened an old people's home. I was 10. We shared our home with 8 elderly old people with dementia. Tea was a big part of our worlds. Tea with breakfast, tea with a biscuit at 11, tea after lunch, tea at 3 p.m. with cake, tea after dinner with medicine, and a hot drink before bed, which in hindsight actually makes no sense in terms of toileting, so maybe I made that up. Tea wasn't just a refreshment or an intake of liquid reported instantly into the resident's individual fluid intake report. Tea became an activity. To have tea. It was even a keeper of time. Can you imagine all the tea you'll have drunk by the time you get to your 80s? All the moments taken and moments shared. Will you remember this cup of tea with me? My favourite place in that house when I was younger was the bay window in the dining room. It had huge, heavy red curtains. I'd never even been in a house as big in my entire life. It had 8 bedrooms, and suddenly it was our house. I would hide behind the curtain, either lost in a book or staring out of the window. Maybe as you are now. Usually reading adventure books or books about white girls at boarding schools. Hidden behind a curtain, squeezed uncomfortably on a window seat. Exploring other people's worlds through other people's words. That was my safe space. Do you have a place in your house that you feel safe, hidden, at peace? Or maybe a place where the sun shines on your face and warms you from the outside in? I'm a real sun worshipper. I love the sun. I think it's the Filipino genes. My brown skin needs the sun. Do you like the sun? Maybe your safe space is more comfy. A chair that you can sink into, smooth textures to touch, animals to pet. Or maybe it's being with certain people that make you feel safe. Or maybe it's a place that you can sit and drink your tea or coffee and be alone with your thoughts and your imagination. A moment to return, to refresh, to reconnect with past memories and past moments. I wonder if you've got more of an idea of what I look like now. It doesn't really matter, does it? But my hair is black naturally, but I bleached it in lockdown really badly, and now it's pink and blonde and ginger and brown. My skin and eyes are brown, and I'm wearing a bright green jumper that my nan knitted, blue jeans, and my standard big gold hoop earrings. I wish I could see you and have heard your answers. But just knowing that you've been here has been important to me. Knowing that you've been here to listen. Thank you for sharing your time with me. Take some time for yourself now. Enjoy your time alone. Maybe you could imagine all the tea you'll have drunk by the time you're 80. Or maybe think about who you'd like to have a cup of tea with next.
I think I can't have it on the go. If I have a cup of tea, it's purely for calming, resting, to sit down and have a moment of peace. And then there has to be at least half an hour, a bit of time. But I wouldn't give that to myself any other time. But I would if I was having a cup of tea. I always have a tea before I go to bed, as something for to calm, something like, I actually use dried verbena leaves, which is from a tree, and then you dry it out in the summer, and it's really good to help you sleep. So I put a few leaves in hot water, and it goes very green, and it's very nice. So that's my favourite tea.
Yeah, it's now we've settled down. We've got. You've got your comfort drink then. Yeah. And then you just go like, yeah, sharing. Because you're there with somebody you want to be with, aren't you? And it's time to catch up and share what you've been going through and what's happened, what's happening in the world for you.
I have the auntie and uncle soiree at Christmas, and where I invite all my aunties and uncles over. And actually, I find making tea for that many people quite stressful. Like, I accidentally left a tea bag in my auntie's cup, so she'll never forgive me for that. Whereas I actually work in a cafe. Like, how did I find that, like, a stressful thing? It's because I need a teapot, I think that's what that solution was.
Like teas. And I've really been getting into... ginger tea recently, and when I, because I quite like ginger, I quite like fennel, I thought, oh, I could make my own ginger and fennel tea.
I'm not a tea drinker, I drink coffee, but I do like the fruity teas. I feel like I really like seeing how people have tea, so like working at Red Catch in the cafe, there's like two guys that come together and they're very specific about their tea. I don't know, there's that thing, isn't there, like what colour you have your tea and whether you put, like the ritual, isn't it? And I like being part of that.
My grandma used to do that. Tea in the microwave.
Yeah, milk and like make it cold and then put it in the microwave.
That is bonkers, isn't
it? Very bonkers.
That is like...
But who am I to judge when I don't drink tea? You know, right. I still do, but I know how it's supposed to be. I remember it being an active learning thing as well, like my parents teaching me to make my first cup of tea. And I remember my nan used to send it back, there's too much milk in there, try again. Brutal. It's being welcome somewhere, isn't it? It's being invited into someone's house and like to be offered a second cup of tea. Like, you know, like the person wants you there. Like, you're not just like, oh, why have they turned up unannounced? It's like, oh, a second cup of tea.
It's always lovely though when you go to someone's house and they've got a proper teapot.
Mm.
And you have a proper tea, cup of tea out of a proper teapot, because it's kind of like you're sharing the pot somehow. You know, it's that... And then you sort of like get them, no, shall we have another one?
Yes.
Let's put the kettle on again.
The voice recordings that you heard were taken during a workshop in Norwest, Bristol. They were designed and delivered by Linda Brothwell, one of the Come Together artists, where she brought local community gardeners and growers together to help explore tea as a way to connect. And it's culminated in a new blend of Norwest tea and bespoke kits and a how-to video for people to make their own tea strainers from home. The piece was also inspired by questions around what makes a safe space. These were questions that Ant Lightfoot, another of the Come Together artists, explored through this commission with young people in Norwest. If you feel in need of a chat or connection, maybe you could find out whether there are any local meetups or support groups in your area for a chat over tea. Or maybe you could reach out to some friends you haven't been in touch with for a while. If you live in Norwest, you could call the Norwest Alliance Support Hub on 0800 694 0184. Or pop into one of their regular coffee mornings, like the one at St Barnabas Church, run every Thursday. And remember, if you ever feel lonely and just need someone to talk to, the Samaritans are there for you to call any time on 116 123. They will listen, won't judge, or tell you what to do. Thank you so much for spending time with me. You can call this number again any time if you want to listen again. Goodbye for now.